Space Trawler for November 20th, 2019. This strip actually is a strip that I just felt later that I needed to write. And it's a little bit of development of the parents. And so I don't usually do this, but I drew it now, and I'll place it back in the archive back when the aliens were conferring in the kitchen about what to do with Etana. So anyways, here's the strip. It's the two parents, Raquel and Javier. They are sitting on the couch, and in the first panel, they're holding hands. And Javier says, "What do you think of all this, Raquel? I'm too excited by the idea of space and of aliens in our kitchen to think straight." Raquel says, "Is this wise? I have no idea, Javier." Next panel is a close-up on her. "But I can't imagine saying no and then wondering, what if I had for the rest of my life?" The next panel, they're both pondering with their fingers to their chin. And Javier says, "They could have already killed us if they wanted to, and they seem to have picked us for our intelligence." And Raquel says, "I wonder how they measure that. Was it doctorates, test scores, or work at the Eco-Development Science Institute?" Next panel, Javier says, "I also don't want to deny this opportunity to Etana." And Raquel says, "And we couldn't leave her behind, even if it was temporary. I'm glad they're working with us on that." And the penultimate panel, they look at each other sheepishly, a little closer up. And Javier says, "So, yeah, it may be foolish, but it's too exciting. I don't think I can say no." And Raquel says, "I can't say no either." In the last panel, they both have wide eyes, and they're super excited. He has his hands intertwined, and she has her hands over her mouth. He's saying, "Plus, they're so cute. It's like they're designed to activate every cute sensor in my body." She says, "Oh my God, yes, such big eyes.